For KOSU News, I'm Michael Cross, and I'm here with Brandon Cole Phillips and David Sollers with the Super BitCon coming up this weekend. Super BitCon, what is that?
All right, so Super BitCon is Oklahoma's premier gaming expo. There's a lot of really incredible events in Oklahoma, but there was never one that really carved out that niche for gamers, and so we came in and tried to fill that void. Super BitCon is full of vendors, artists, exhibitors. We have panels going on all day, both days. We've got a free play arcade, a charity bazaar to benefit hot dogs for the homeless. Really anything in the realm of gaming, from tabletop card gaming to video games, you're going to find it at our show.
A lot of old games. David, this is the second year to be doing this, isn't that right?
It is. Last year was our inaugural, I would say, attempt at this. It was very successful. We had over 2,000 attendees and decided that there was indeed a market for what we're doing, and so we decided to offer it again.
What kind of crowd are we expecting this year?
We would love to see between 3,000 and 4,000 people come down to the fairgrounds to celebrate gaming with us.
And what kind of panels can we expect, Brandon?
So we diversified our panels a little bit more this year. Last year we were pretty YouTube heavy. Because in this genre, a lot of the fans really lean on YouTube media to get their game reviews and get their coverage, and a lot of those YouTube shows are really what these people are watching. So we invited a lot of those guys out, and all of them are coming back again this year. But we also wanted to introduce some educational content. So some of the game developers from Oklahoma that are headquartered here are going to be doing some educational game dev panels on our side stage. And then, you know, a lot of these people that come out really want to get into YouTube broadcasting themselves. So we've even set up a panel, kind of an intro to YouTube, so people can, you know, figure out how to get into it on their own. We also have Smooth McGroove coming out, local celebrity, amazing a cappella artist. He does really, really incredible work on YouTube.
Go ahead.
Smooth will be out on Sunday to do the last panel of the day. So we're really looking forward to that.
Now, when it comes to conventions, is this kind of like a normal convention where people might dress up? People might do some cosplaying out there?
Absolutely. We will actually be holding several cosplay competitions. There will be a children's competition and an adult competition. And that will be happening on Saturday. So everyone's encouraged to dress up, even if you don't want to be part of the convention. A lot of our guests last year really enjoyed seeing the costumes that everybody put together.
What brings people out to something like this?
Fandom brings people out to something like this. It's one of those things where, you know, we've been to a lot of conventions. Mm-hmm. We're heavy into the convention culture, and it's one of those things where you see the same faces every time you go to one of these things. We travel to Arkansas and Texas and Tulsa, and you're always seeing the same people, but then you're meeting new people, and you're building those new connections. And it's one of those things where people like to come together just to celebrate the hobby and share the hobby. And, of course, game collecting has really taken off, so you're going to see a lot of people swapping video games out of their backpacks and things like that. It's really a celebration of this niche.
Now, on a personal note, I also had brought my son last year to this, and children really enjoy it. This is a great chance for them to see some games they don't even know exist.
Right. One of our best responses last year was to the free play arcade that we had set up. And we've expanded it this year. We're bringing out more machines, and we're setting up consoles also. So, you know, kids are going to be able to get out there and play those old pinball machines, play some Galaga or Miss Pac-Man, but they're also going to be able to jump over to Super Nintendo, play Super Mario World, or on the Genesis, they'll be able to play Sonic the Hedgehog. So we're expanding that kind of interactive stuff, and all of that comes with the ticket price. There's no charge for anything once you get through our doors.
And is there something new that people can expect this year that they haven't seen before?
Well, last year we were fortunate to have Microsoft there to demo. At the time, they're fairly new Xbox One console. Yeah. This year, Sony is also coming out. And the plan is to demo a yet-to-be-released game as of the day of our convention.
Awesome. Now, where and when is this?
So the expo starts on Saturday, which is March 28th. We'll be open from 10 to 6 that day, and then we bleed over into Sunday this year. We'll be open 11 to 5 on Sunday. And then we also, the Saturday night after the convention, we have a big arcade bash out at Cactus Jack's. They're one of our sponsors. They provide all of our machines. So starting at 7 after the convention's over, we'll close our doors and everybody will head over to Cactus Jack's for some arcade and pinball and live music with three bands.
We look forward to Brandon Cole Phillips and David Sullers with Super BidCon. Thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.